Chapter 1. Nunn, Colorado. Summer. Present day. Moira Graham locked the door of her old noisy beater of a car out of habit, not because anyone sane would steal it. She was too tired and hot to sweep out the back where barley cake pellets had fallen. It could wait until the cooler morning hours. She wiped the sweat off her forehead, then resettled her dusty ball cap over her equally dusty hair and pushed her braid back. The heat of the almost summer June day was finally letting up with the setting sun, but her t-shirt was still clinging to her like she'd gone swimming in it. The walk to the cozy outbuilding she temporarily called home always seemed twice as far after a long day at work. At least she had a job, even if it meant she never had a day off. That was fair, she supposed, since the dairy cows she cleaned stalls for didn't get days off either. She slung her backpack over one shoulder as she walked up the narrow sidewalk past the neat, white, clappered house that fronted the street. Moira! She jumped, then turned to face the elderly, dark-haired woman coming around the corner of the house. You've got to stop sneaking up on me like that, Moira said loudly. Dell, her landlady, refused to wear her hearing aids in public because she said they made her look old. As a consequence, conversations with her involved a lot of shouting. Dell wiped her soapy hands on the dish towel she was carrying. I went to the sheriff's office this afternoon. You were right about that man who interviewed Emilio and his friends for that magazine sales job. The attorney general's office said he has charges pending in about 5 other states. He's even stranded whole teams in strange towns with no way to get back home. Oh no, those poor kids. She'd overheard the guy interviewing Emilio and 2 other teenagers in the town's park, who conducted evening interviews at a picnic table, and had a hunch the man was a slime ball, because his body language hadn't matched his words or his oily smiles. In the dappled shade, he'd almost looked like he had the scales of a snake. She'd mentioned it to Dell, who'd started making calls. Slime ball wasn't the half of it, apparently. She shook her head. I'm sorry the job didn't work out. Small towns in the northeastern plains of Colorado had very few jobs for recent high school graduates like Dell's live-in grandson. Moira had lucked into her current job because she happened to know how to catch runaway cows. The barn work was exhausting, but it paid in cash under the table, which was exactly what she needed. Neither she nor her dairy farm employer wanted a paper trail. Moira paid cash to rent the tiny house because Dell didn't want a paper trail either. Dell eyed the clear bag in Moira's hand that held a wrapped sandwich and chips.